This is Christopher Lyon interviewing Rosalind Drexler on May 17, 2017 at Garth Green and Gallery at 545 West 20th Street. So, So I wanted to just say that, you know, because it's the Archives of American Art, the focus of the interview is the artwork, but it seems like you're career has been so interwoven with, you know, art and writing and performance and, you know, all your different activities. And I don't want to neglect anything that you might want to talk about.
It's the same mind, the humor, and the intensity. Once I get into a project, the actual enjoyment of doing the thing. And many opportunities opened up for me and that I accepted, and it was like a charmed creative I have not received like some bad rejections. You know, like my first book, it was very interesting. A friend of ours, William Klein,
the photographer.
Yeah. He's not French. He just went over there and stayed there, but he's from the Upper West Side, New York. So a friend of ours, and he had another friend who wanted to go into publishing. And he showed him just all I had was a paragraph or two, and this guy said, "I want to publish you." I said, "Okay." He said, "I'll be back in 2 years, and get me a book." And I said, okay. He came back in 2 years. He's a guy, and he had published Unsafe at Any Speed with Nader.
Right.
And he said, "Well, where's my book?" He said, "I'll give you a contract." Okay. I said, "Okay." I said, "But you do know that I've never written a novel or, you know, any extended. I've written some articles." He said, "Well, you will." And so I had this contract. The guy was serious, and I said to myself, "Okay, you're a great reader. Now you have to write." So I said, "What is the most important thing in writing? Honesty, humor, and invention, and memory, of course." Because first books more or less have some biographical content in them, you know. So I did this. I found a way to amuse myself in the writing so that I enjoyed it and I laughed at it and I found it honest. Mm-hmm. So he came back and he said, "Okay, now we're just going to publish it." I think it was called Grossman Publishers or something like that.
And this is To Smithereens?
No, it was I Am the Beautiful Stranger.
I Am the Beautiful Stranger, right.
Right. And Gregory Corso happened to read the book. And once I was in Paris, anyway, I forget the name of the hotel, but he left a message. He said, and he thanked me, "Madam Drexler, for writing an honest, a book that I could relate to. I am so happy that you wrote this." And then I realized, he said it brought me back to my days at whatever the name of the, when he was a youth, he was incarcerated for some time for, you know, God, no, nothing of importance. But anyway, so he found honesty in the book. I never expected Gregory Corso, and his bunch of people, you know, Kerouac and whoever, that he found honesty and something he could relate to in my first book. I said, this is a marvelous thing. Really, what you think is just yours rolling around can really be important to other people that you least suspect. And of course, that's my feeling about art. The big surprise is, somebody finds it important to them or even alleviates a bad afternoon or evening, you know, and finds something to look at and decides to absorb a work. And this is very important. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they try now to say, politicians that I don't agree with, that art is not important. Mm-hmm. I